East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Anyone has got the right to open a case. Police must investigate, and if there's a crime committed and the police feels that they must take that to the courts, and the courts, if they decide to prosecute, will prosecute. I was never afraid to be prosecuted. I'm not going to be afraid to be prosecuted now.
KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi had this to say about MP Fadiel Adams, who has laid criminal charges against him. It has to do with Mkhwanazi's testimony before Parliament's ad hoc committee about former Police Minister Becky Cele. Claims were made that Cele may have received money from alleged cartel leader Busimusi Katmatlala. Mkhwanazi withdrew the claim during Cele's testimony before the committee last week and apologized. Adam, who is the leader of the National Coloured Congress, opened the case earlier this week. Mkhwanazi has previously accused Adams at the Madlanga Commission of abusing his access to classified intelligence, saying it affected the work of crime intelligence.
If Mr. Adams, who I spoke about in that commission, feels that he must then use the strategy to threaten or intimidate, it's okay. I'm not afraid of that. We already understand which side of the law he is. We'll find each other in the right place. Let it happen. He must bring it on. I will never be afraid of it.
Mkhwanazi has been called back to the committee where he says he will explain. As the country marks the end of Transport Month, authorities have issued another plea to motorists to be vigilant on the roads. 8 holidaymakers lost their lives in a crash while travelling to Durban yesterday. A delivery truck collided with the minibus they were travelling in on the N3 between Van Rienen's Pass and Montrose. KZN authorities were first on the scene, but later handed it over to officials from the Free State. The provincial transports and Dabazintle Sibiya says tragedies on the roads can be avoided.
We are passing our condolences to the families of the victims. We know that they were looking forward to spending quality time in KwaZulu-Natal. We are finalizing all the preparations for the festive season in terms of ensuring road safety. We are working with relevant stakeholders, and in the main, the road traffic inspectorate is already visible on our roads.
And on the international front, China and Canada's leaders opened today their first formal talk since 2017, meeting in South Korea. Canada's relations with China are among the worst of any Western nation, but both are at the sharp end of Donald Trump's tariff onslaught. Ties fell into a deep freeze in 2018 after the arrest of a senior Chinese telecom executive on a U.S. warrant in Vancouver. China retaliated with the detention of 2 Canadians on espionage charges. In July, Canada announced additional 25% tariffs on steel imports in China. Beijing announced the following month it would impose a painful temp customs duty. Your top story this hour. KZN Police Chief Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi says he is not afraid to be persecuted after MP Fadiel Adams laid criminal charges against him. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyao.